WHO's Abela Olivareta 32 BJ Sayu tapped the seasoned political veteran to serve as its new political director. Andre Saint Patterson was never born to be governed. Just ask the Jersey Devil, who, as legend would have it, died over the Great Falls. But credit the mayor, amid all the unrest in his hometown, for a positive story, as his administration worked with Governor Phil Murphy to pave the way for West Side Story. Matt Anderson, the millennial up-and-comer this week, presided over a successful launch of Millennial New Jersey, when more than 150 millennial professionals and politicos attended the inaugural party in Red Bank. Mickey Sherrill, the CD11 rock star, a military veteran, doesn't shy away from facing the public in regularly scheduled town halls, including her most animated to date. CD Fordham's Democrats this week welcomed the impressive candidacy of former State Department star Stephanie Schmidt of Little Silver, who promises a real 2020 race to oust the last Republican member of New Jersey's congressional delegation. WHO's Dawn Rasbarica, the mayor of Newark, found himself beset by questions about lead in the city's drinking water supply system. Phil Murphy, not only did the governor find himself in the awkward position of answering questions about Fire Department of Labor employee Jeffrey Dye, but he had to fend off the spigot of stories about the Newark crisis, including an entreaty by Assemblyman Jamal Hawley, D20, to send in the National Guard. Arthur Barkley, a former Democratic assemblyman who resigned last year after eating a domestic violence charge, hauls over $62,000 a year as a confidential assistant in Camden County's Division of Senior and Disabled Services, a nugget burnished to hypocritical organizational effect in a story by Politico New Jersey's Matt Friedman. Wretched and embarrassing. Jeffrey Dye, the State Department of Labor, hit the eject button on the toxic employee and Passaic NAACP chief after the media tore him to pieces over offensive, anti-Semitic Facebook posts. Tom Perez, the Democratic National Committee chairman, didn't want a debate staged on just the issue of climate change, but stampeding progressives made sure the topic at least makes a committee vote at Saturday's DNC meeting.